T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think the thing that stood out is, number one, our pitchers threw strikes, which is good. I think anytime you take the shell away from it, which was something we had done this year, and then when you take the shell away from it, you get a lot more swings. And I thought we had swings, which is good. You know, I mean, it's day two and the first day they're seeing live pitching. It was really good to see. There was some guys that threw the ball really well.
You guys take away the cage to make it more game-like, I guess? Or something?
To make it more real. It's something that we did in Tampa a few years ago. It was from feedback from players, like, you know, if you want us to swing, take away the outside, and then the pitchers love it too because then they get feedback. So it's something I like. I mean, you just have to be heads up if you're watching.
Chelsea is a hitting guy. I mean, what do you make of Josh's approach? What do you see from before? What did you see from him as a hitter before you got here? And so what do you make of where he can make it?
Yeah, I think the one thing with Josh is he's the one guy that I probably have watched the most, having been spring training and being with Tampa for 7 years and kind of watched the evolution of him as a player. And I think when you're that strong and you have an idea of the strike zone like he does, he's just going to continue to get better. And to, you know, to couple with the fact that he hits from both sides of the plate, I think, you know, that's why he had the season he had last year. I think the biggest thing, you know, this year, and the biggest challenge for me and the staff is to make sure that we put him in the right positions, you know, every day.
Are the defenders born or are they made by the time they get to this level? Are you kind of who you are as a defender?
I think some guys are born with naturally good feet and good hands. And when you talk to infield guys, if guys use their feet and have the ability to use their feet and have good feet, then you can really start to create even better defenders. So I think it's a combination of both. I think some guys are born with the ability to move, and then some guys work really hard and make themselves really good defenders.
It's kind of like Mitch Keller, but he talked about the good stuff he has. But he got rocked a few times in his first few games last year. How much do you see a young guy like that to learn from those things and use the fuel, the motivation, and experiences that he can gain from?
I think the last point there is the best. When you have experiences, you're able to gauge yourself, especially against major league hitters, and he does have elite stuff. And if you watch, you know, a couple of the breaking balls he threw today, you're not going to see those pitches very many places. Experiences are good, whether they're good experiences, bad experiences, because you can learn and grow from them.
What's your impression of the way that he kind of carries himself? Relatively quiet for a guy with big stuff like that.
I love that. I think he carries himself in a really good way. And, you know, he's very quiet, he's very calm, and for starting pitchers, I think that's an incredible attribute because of the fact there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, but having been around him just a little bit, it doesn't seem like he changes his demeanor very much. I'm trying to get him to smile more, but I think anytime you're a pitcher and you have that kind of demeanor, it's very good because you don't have those, you know, valleys as long.
So Archer behind with the camera guys a lot. What's it kind of say for a guy like that to really be buying in? It's like he's kind of maybe charting pitches, or at least pretending to kind of be in there?
Yeah, well, I don't think he was pretending in any way. I think he was back there. It was, you know, encouragement, watching young guys. I think one of the cooler moments for me today talking about it was the fact that you saw Arch back there, and then you saw Musgrove and Brault and that group of starting pitchers that had been up doing their bunting, and then they're back watching guys. When you have that kind of unity and camaraderie, I think it's a credit to those guys, and it's a credit to Oscar and Mess that they're creating that environment.
What are your early impressions of Blake Sierra, Lynch?
Yeah, that was fun to watch today. It's noisy. It's loud. I mean, the ball jumps out of his hand. So, you know, somebody asked, like, what was one of the more fun things to watch today? Watching, you know, you get the blonde hair flowing and you get the sinker going. Yeah, that was cool to see. That's the first time actually seeing it live. And, yeah, that'll make you smile.
You keep talking about having fun. How much fun is it just to see these guys for the first time, like Cedarland and, I mean, I can imagine a number of other players getting the first look at them.
So much. I think what it's about, I mean, the fun we're wanting to create is in the drills and the purpose and doing that, but to actually get out and to see these guys after just talking to them or watching them on video, to actually be out and see them live and see hitters react to them, it's Yeah, I mean, that's what the great part about early spring training is.
Shelton, what's your initial sort of look on Gregory Polanco's defense, and what do you need to see from him, maybe different or better? What do you want to emphasize for him?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and I think to answer that, it's health. You know, when he's been healthy, he's been a really good defender, and we're back to him being healthy. So it's just a matter of watching him getting out in games, getting him to have reads and breaks and get some time around Tarek. But the fact that he's healthy is probably the most important thing.
What was it? Did you get to watch Cruz bunt? So you've seen him get down the way he does, considering his height and everything?
No, I didn't get over to the bunting. I watched more of the pitchers and the hitters. But, yeah, when you're 6'7", and getting down into that crouch and – when you hit the ball 450 feet, I don't know how often the bunt's going to come into play.
When you have people like Moreno and Candelaria walking around here, how good is it to get that veteran presence, that veteran voice in here also?
Awesome. Anytime you can get, you know, alumni that are around, and, you know, one of the things I said about you know, that group today is our guys should talk to them. I mean, you know, Manny Sanguian's sitting behind, and we're talking about a guy that's a 296 lifetime hitter, and, you know, you talk about Candy, who's thrown a no-hitter, and Omar, who caught the last out of a World Series. Anytime we can get those guys around our guys, and I think the one thing I told our group today is at some point I hope they're, you know, one of the Pirates alumni that are sitting in a room with another group. So to have those guys here and the fact that they're taking the time to be around our guys, I think it's really cool. We have a very strong tradition in history here, which we've talked about, you know, I think most days. To have those guys here, I'm appreciative that they're here.
Chelsea, do you think JB, does he have projecting 40 years down the road? Does he sort of fit the mold for what those guys are? I mean, could he be one of those guys?
I hope so. I hope, you know, that's going way Nostradamus right into the future for me. But
we'll all be out of business.
Yeah, but I think he's, you know, had his career start on a really good path, and I think we're excited to see it continue.
Is it weird to be, and you were in Tampa, yet Evan, you know, a superstar guy on the team that was not – you know, you guys were Goodman low profile nationally. Does Josh doesn't seem to? I asked him if he was a star today, and he said no. He said, I'll be a star when somebody comes and asks me for my another player comes and asks for my jersey to autograph. Does he carry himself like a guy that can be the, you know?
Well, number one, I think there's a lot of guys, even guys that are playing, that would want to Josh Bell jersey and should ask for a Josh Bell jersey. I definitely think they should do that. And I think the biggest thing about Josh is he's a really good player. And he's probably even a better person if you sit down and talk to him from the first interaction with him. And, I mean, you guys know from talking to him how humble he is and how he looks at the game. So I think it's a testament to who he is, not only as a player, but a person.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.